In the name of the risen Christ, please be seated. So, Dorothy clicked the ruby slippers three times, and she was home. My experience in returning here to St. John's is permanent supply, whatever canonically that is. I don't know. Starts with that meeting that all of you had with Tim Hodapp and Bishop Lara that evening. How many of you were there? Okay. Well, it had been a while since I had visited because I had been fully engaged and occupied in my mission responsibilities in Meriden. And I sat with you that evening, and something stirred within me. And then I went into the library. Just before I went in there, I ran into Nancy Farisi. Nancy, where did you go? She just walked out. In her own quiet way, she stares me in the eyeballs and she said, "Michael, we need you to come back." Oh. And then I went over to say hello to Leo and Brenda Weber. And Brenda said, "Michael, we need you to come back." And I bring this up, not to embarrass people, I bring this up because there is more gospel in the seats of this church than there is in this book. Because the words of this gospel have come off this page and are walking around inside of you. Receive the Holy Spirit. It's right in the gospel today, remember? The Holy Spirit is within you. When you open your mouth and you speak from your heart and with faith, you are speaking the words of the Holy Spirit. That authority resides in you. That's what I heard that evening. And of course, I had a tough time with it. And it's because in the depths of my character, in my Irish personality, there's a lifelong living motto, and it goes this way. Show me a good idea, and I'll fight it to the death. It'll be on my tombstone, I'm sure. So thank you for speaking those words of the Holy Spirit to me. And something I knew that couldn't happen did. Because there was authority to your words. And so I had to overcome this. Either I'm there or I'm here. And I kept working on that. I didn't know how to do it. And so I was driving up Southington Mountain, coming into Waterbury from Meriden one day, and the Holy Spirit entered. You know, I usually pray in my car. And I said, "How do I do this? If you planted this idea within me, why aren't you showing me how to do this?" And then the Holy Spirit said, "Why are you thinking either or? Either Meriden or Waterbury? Why don't you think both and? You have Father Armando. Think about that. Think about a Meriden-Waterbury axis where both of you are going both places, doing both things. Why don't you think that way?" Oh. So that was the root and the kernel. And then I just penned up a proposal. And there's three offices over at the Commons that, you know, just in case it's a crazy idea, the first one will tell you. But even if it gets past number one, you get to number two. And so we got past three offices up there, and they all said, "Oh, this looks like a pretty good idea." What a blessing. And then meeting with your vestry. And by the way, can I tell you how fortunate you are to have these servant leaders working so hard on your behalf? They are an amazing group. They contain the gospel in their lives. They've given so much to this community and to this parish. And here's the way it works. I told them that night, for those of you who didn't come to the meeting, he said, they don't work for me, I work for them. That's the way it works. And where did that come from? Well, it comes from being 28 years a deacon. Now, you work for people. It's their vision. And I told them that night, priests come and they go. We've learned that. Since 2010, how many priests have been here? Right? Right. But the strength and the giftedness of the community and the stakeholders are here. You are what this parish most needs. Your best ideas, your most fervent prayers, your contributions. And that will make an impact in your lives and in the lives of our community. Okay. Now I can start my sermon. But it's too late. It's too late. I was going to talk about walls. And that Jesus comes into a place and the walls are thick and the people are scared and they're nervous and they're anxious and, oh dear us, what are we going to do? Jesus, first thing he says is peace. Breathes the Holy Spirit upon them. We already talked about that. And then it's interesting because he says, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So we are a people, yeah. The worship of the Lord occurs in these walls. And surely his presence occurs in these walls. But there's a sending at the end of the day. We are nourished and strengthened by the God who saved us. And the message is simple. Don't keep it here. Take it out there. Jesus walked through the walls when the doors were locked. And then he walks out through the walls. And so we in faith follow the Lord who saved us, following Christ outside these walls and bringing his life and his presence into the world around us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, may it be so. Amen.